Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As many of you know, I've been doing this program for a very long time, and one of my affiliates who's been there with me from almost the beginning, if not the very beginning, is CKLW in Windsor, Ontario. So this opening is dedicated to them. And I don't want you to think that this is typical of Windsor. A Canadian man aims to break the world record with a ridiculously big Nicolas Cage face. Thomas Malone is trying to make Windsor, Ontario, home to the world's largest photo mosaic. He wants to raise $52,000 in the next month to become the largest photo mosaic in the world, with its very own giant Nicolas Cage face. He wants 21,646 square meter mosaic. It's a Kickstarter campaign trying to make this happen. The current Guinness Book of World Record for the largest photo mosaic is 176,000 photos held by Transitions Optical. Obviously, Nicolas Cage, how could we say no? He's a 25-year-old graphic designer from Windsor, and he's aware that Nicolas Cage is an internet god, but he didn't set out to break this record with his face as a ploy for viral fame. He's a lifelong fan of the actor, and he's willing to face off against anyone who argues that Cage isn't a national treasure. Those are puns, because those are both movies that he's been in, all right?
Yep.
He says, "I've always been enamored by Nicolas Cage. I'm always coming to his defense," with a C. "Everybody says he's a bad actor, but I think he's in on the joke. He's acting over the top on purpose. He's in on the joke of Nicolas Cage, and he really can act when he wants to. He's had some great performances. This is more than a fan tribute, though. It would serve as a message about how powerful the internet can be and to bolster the reputation of its creator's hometown." I don't know. "I'd like to bring something to Windsor for it to be known as something other than the crappy things it's known for." Honey, the U.S. border community has a thriving music scene, among other positive qualities. It also has a casino. It's got me. Yeah. And it's got CKLW there.
You can listen to Dr. Joy every day.
There you go. The democratization. I've been there a couple times to give speeches, and it was really fun. The democratization of everything through the internet world is super exciting. That Guinness World Record is held by a corporation right now. How cool would it be for us to say that we own it, all 180,000 of us? Those would be the people who contribute photos to the mosaic. Those who pledge money to the Kickstarter campaign can submit a photo via email to be used as part of the ridiculously large Nicolas Cage face, should it come to fruition. To date, now this was yesterday, 72 people have donated to the campaign in 2 days, bringing it to a total of $15,000.
Wow, nice.
I mean, that's about $200 a piece?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little more than that, $250 a piece. All the money raised through his Kickstarter will go toward printing photos, making rewards for contributors, materials for the mosaic, and obtaining permits to stage the piece. He won't tell you where it's going to be yet. Backers need only to pledge $3 for a spot in the mosaic, but those who donate more will be rewarded with anything from a Nicolas Cage necklace, or Nicolas Cage, if you will, get it, to a custom set of face-off playing cards to the unisex Nebulous Cupcage t-shirt. Only one spot is open for someone to pledge $8,000, but its instructions are quite clear. "This is for Nicolas Cage only, dude. If you're reading this, please contact me. Maybe we can be friends or something. I don't know." When asked what would happen if Cage actually took him up on the offer, Malone replied that it would be legendary. "That's the ultimate goal," he said. "If Nick Cage got a hold of me, I'd do my best to fly him down here for the unveiling party." If Malone reaches his goal, the mosaic will be unveiled on Labor Day, with a U, which is their Labor Day, not ours. If not, any future alien visitors would likely be confused. If aliens were ever to come to Earth, they would need to know who our ambassador is. How best to show aliens that we want peace, but also not to mess with us, than with a giant mosaic made up of a million faces to create one giant Nicolas Cage face. That is certainly the message I want to send into outer space for all of perpetuity. Don't mess with Nicolas Cage or Tom Malone.
Nice.
That's kind of... Tom, I don't know that the Chamber of Commerce is necessarily going to embrace this, but, you know, who knows? Success is its own, writes its own history, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, two more stories that seem to me to be just fantastically akin to this. One is that grilled cheese lovers have more sex. I don't even know what that means. Look, it's a headline. I report. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, how would you figure that out?
Right.
I mean, the mental images. I don't know. I don't even know how to deal with that story. So I think I'm not going to. But the other one, which is actually, I don't even want to deal with that, is that this is actually sounds weird, but it's actually kind of cool. We have something called TRPA1 receptors, and those are the ones that make you cough when you go through, you know, when all those people are outside smoking outside your building, or when your sinuses drain when you've had too much wasabi in your sushi, or when you're crying when you're slicing up onions. In fact, the play I was at last night, they're cooking on stage, and so you can smell the onions cooking. They made spaghetti sauce on stage.
Mm-hmm.
She put a carrot in her spaghetti sauce. Have you ever put a carrot in your spaghetti sauce?
I've never done that, no.
I haven't either. Onions, yes. Peppers, yeah.
Red onions, yeah.
Celery,
red peppers, yeah. In there, yeah. Celery, yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Put in a carrot. I swear she peeled a carrot.
Hmm.
What can I tell you? And, I mean, we watched her do it on stage. All right, so the idea is that we have these receptors called TRPA1s. And that they finally, they in San Francisco, they a molecular biologist can actually draw what it looks like. And the idea being that once they figured out what it is, it's basically a pain receptor. He says it's with only the right chemical clues does it open, letting ionized sodium and potassium into the cell, right, which is the sodium-potassium pump. We all know about that from the biochem that I kept finessing. This generates an electrical current and allows the neuron to send a signal to the central nervous system. Something bad is in your body, and the TRPA1 trips the alarm. Your body responds depending on equal parts data. Wow, there's something bad in the body. And what is this bad thing? Which is why it has such a wide range of basically negative sensations, okay? A dollop of wasabi going to make your mouth and sinuses feel like you're prodding them with a knitting needle. You find yourself downwind of a campfire, your watery eyes, your lungs feel like fire when the cop starts firing tear gas. Hopefully that's not you. Molecular response is the same. The molecules activate the TRPA. But the way the body interprets it is based on the location of these neuron endings. So they're thinking this may be a huge breakthrough to treat pain, right? Because it's saying, whoops. And the idea is that these are receptors that tell the body that there's something dangerous. And so the responses are either to clear your sinuses or to wash out the offending chemical or to cough out the substance. So the idea is that now they can sort of diagram how what it is and where it responds. They figured out using cryogenic electron microscopy. So there you go. I actually know what that means. Cryo means cold, freezing. An electron microscope. So there you go. All right. So, I mean, and the diagram of it is just gorgeous. So the idea being, if you could figure out, first of all, what triggers and then where it is, that you could figure out how to bind it so that you could deal with pain on an ongoing basis. So these are really kind of cool things that we're being able to figure out. Diagramming the genome was a huge breakthrough, changed everything. So there are all sorts of things we know now that we didn't know then just because of that, including the fact that people who love grilled cheese lovers have more sex. That all came from electron microscope. I'm making that up, but I can't begin to figure out how they figure that out, or what questions they ask, or whom they ask, or what kind of cheese, or how grilled. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brand.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, the cheese survey, someone actually called up to clarify it, which I had actually figured out. I'm sure this doesn't come as a major shock to you, but the survey was done by a cheese company. Like Kraft Singles, like duh. All right, this is one of those issues where I keep telling you have to look at who's doing the survey. All right, it turns out that that they're saying that 32% of cheese lovers are getting it on more than six times a month, as opposed to 27% of people who don't like grilled cheese. 63% of those surveyed who don't like the snacks say have at least sex at least once a month, whereas 73% who enjoy the cheesy goodness are going at the same pace. 84% of them are more adventurous and like to travel compared to 78% of non-lovers. They're more generous, whatever that means, 81% versus 66%. What does that mean, to be more generous? You're 20% more generous? What does that mean?
Right.
It doesn't even say that you're 20% more generous. It says 20% or 15% of people are more generous. It doesn't say how. All right, now this gives you a clue into what's going on here. What do you think the most popular cheese is? Just take
like
a guess.
The more,
I mean, given
popular
who,
type of cheese.
Well, guess whose survey this was. So guess what cheese is going to be the favorite.
Well, yeah, I mean Kraft, right?
Kraft. So it's American cheese,
right? Okay, yeah.
41%, cheddar 33%, mozzarella 10%, Swiss 8%. I find that hard to believe. Provolone 6% and brie 2%. If you've actually ever tried grilling a brie sandwich, you know that brie is significantly better than any of them. I mean, it's really wonderful. There you go. So this is one of those examples that say you have to ask who did the survey and why they did it, as opposed to just sort of accepting it hook, line, and wrapper. Alrighty, let me do a quick day in history today, just because Sam Yeager, the actor who was in, among other things, was in American Sniper, is going to be talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. He did a short film, I think it's 20 minutes, about post-traumatic stress disorder, which we'll actually tell you how you can watch it. I think, do we have it on our website, or just the, I think we have, do we have the link, or just the... That we'll, you know, I think we'll give it to you anyway. And it's an important issue. He specifically is dealing with police officers, and but obviously American Sniper, among other things, is about post-traumatic stress disorder. All right, and in terms of stress, in 837, Halley's Comet made its closest approach to Earth. Now, how you would know that? Obviously, yeah, they're working backwards.
Was somebody like measuring back in like 837?
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah. 5.1 million kilometers, 3.2 million miles. Someone had their little sextant and figured it out. I'm lying. The federal government of the U.S. approved the creation of the second bank of the United States. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was the day that the Senate ratified the purchase of Alaska, Seward's Folly. By guess how much of a majority? One vote.
Mm.
Seward's Folly. It's where all the oil is, folks.
Yep.
This is certainly, for all of you who are thinking about, you have a while before bathing suit weather, let me just tell you this is a cautionary tale. In 1858, after the original Big Ben, which was 32,000 pounds, built for the Palace of Windsor, had cracked during testing, it's recast to a mere 30,300 pounds. So let me give that as a warning to those of you who think, well, I have a while to wait before I can lose that weight. You might crack during testing, so there you go. The first Arbor Day was celebrated. Guess where the first Arbor Day was? You'll never guess.
Well,
you're going to guess because you could look.
Yeah.
Nebraska.
Hmm.
Who would have thunk it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Titanic today, in 1912, set sail from Southampton. Oops.
Yeah.
My favorite Titanic tale is, did you know that was the first time that SOS was ever used?
Really?
The SOS signal.
Hmm.
Think about it for a minute. Somebody is at sea, and you get something coming across your telegram that says SOS, and you think, SOS. What does SOS mean? I mean, you can't send out a distress signal for the first time and assume that anybody's going to know what it means.
Right, and think that people are just going to figure
right?
it out. Right? Yeah.
SOS. Yeah. Brillo pad. Third word sounds like running. SOS. John Philip Sousa. I mean, right?
Right, yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. PGA actually started in New York City in 1916.
And it's interesting because the Masters started yesterday. Masters is this weekend.
There you go. Green jacket.
Yep.
The Great Gatsby was published by Charles Scribner and Son in 1925. And this is kind of a cool thing. Guess what year Warner Brothers, you can't look, you probably already did. Warner Brothers premiered the first 3D film called House of Wax. I think that was Vincent Price.
It was a lot earlier than I thought, than I would have
1953.
Guessed. Yeah, that's a lot sooner than
62 years ago.
Guessed. Yeah.
And people wear their stupid little glasses. I think it was the House of Wax, Vincent Price, I think it was.
I think so, yeah.
And Paul McCartney left the Beatles in 1970 on this day.
And the rest is history.
There you go. And this seems to me a particularly wonderful story, just because we were talking about the 32-year-old guy at McDonald's who was working there, because we were talking about welfare recipients and things of that sort. This is a guy who is a McDonald's employee. I don't know whether to laugh or to cry at this one. Who's 90 years old. He's an employee, right?
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Wales, and he had a birthday party at his place of employment, which was Mickey D's. He doesn't look at all like he's 90. They had balloons and a McDonald's thing cake, ending up one for Dudley and his coworkers. I mean, can you imagine your golden years spent at the Golden Arches? Want to supersize that, your little whippersnapper? No. They had celebrations throughout the day. But he says it's perfect for him. He started 9 years ago at the tender age of 81. He's a Navy vet. He was a crane driver and wasn't ready to slow down. He doesn't look at all like he's 90. I was bored puttering around the house, and my wife wouldn't let me help out with the gardening. There was one of the lines in the play last night was, if it were up to me, gardening would be illegal. I applied for a job at McDonald's, and I haven't looked back. He calls his wife Old McDonald. Ooh. So they're in the process of divorce. I still continue coming to work. The camaraderie is fantastic. I'm really lucky to be surrounded by a great team or like my family.
And you know, I'm looking at a picture of him, too. You're right. He does look pretty
good. He doesn't. And he looks like he's in his 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
Apparently all that grease is good for you. He doesn't say whether he eats it. Probably not. There we go. And in a story that seems too long overdue, a male student resigns as university woman's officer at the University of Tasmania. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And today my guest is Sam Yeager. Did I pronounce that right, Sam? Is it Yeager or Jaeger?
Jaeger's the right pronunciation for my family, but Yeager's the correct German, so I can't take either by now.
So I got double credit for that.
Yeah.
Not easy to do that. All right. So, Sam, you're on Parenthood, and you were in American Sniper and Inherent Vice. So we know you primarily, it sounds like, as an actor, but in Plain Clothes, you wrote it, directed, and starred in it. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. So how did you go, I guess, let me ask you a bunch of questions. How did you go from being the actor to being the writer and the director?
Well, I kind of grew up feeling like I didn't have a preference as to what I was doing. I knew I wanted to be an actor, but I like the freedom that writing gives you in a sense, and feel like I kind of consider myself a filmmaker, and in whatever way I can I can share, I'm happy to do that. So this story kind of came to me through discussions with police officers I know and I'm close with, and it felt like something I really just needed to do and get down on paper. So
when we're talking about, I mean, this is a 10-minute short, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And why don't you tell people now, and then we can remind them at the end how they can see it, and we'll tell them a little bit about it. So how, if people want to see Pulling Clothes, how do they do that?
Well, it's actually available now online through our website. We have a link to the YouTube where you can watch it, but our site is plainclothesmovie.com, and okay, the name of the movie is Plain Clothes. So.
Okay. So you mentioned that you were talking with police officers. How did that occur?
I there's some officers in my life that I'm close to.
I was going
to
ask if you've been busted, but that seemed like a sort of personal question, but oh well.
Yes, I have, but not, this was not how our relationship was spawned. So, basically, I just, there's officers I've been close to through, kind of growing up with them, and we were having a discussion about the life of a police officer, and really occurred to me that this was a story I hadn't seen often. And, the idea of somebody going to work and having their work be so completely opposite to their home life. And it's hard to shrug that off on a daily basis. And some of the officers I've spoken with and have heard about who've even served in, tours in Iraq and Afghanistan have said it's harder to do the work here in the States as a police officer, because you're constantly having to adjust each call. Could be an old person that's wandering lost somewhere, or the next call could be a heroin addict, and you just have to be prepared for everything. And so, and then at the end of the day, you go home to a wife and kids who, you certainly don't want to, let any of that seep into. So that to me was a very fascinating storyline, and I felt compelled to write this little story, and we made it quickly and efficiently, and the reception so far, especially from officers, has been really strong. So,
right, let me back you up a little bit, because I think you're right that when people talk about service people, men and women in a battle zone, even with something as an undefined battle zone as Iraq, that, as you point out, that they're around other people basically 24/7, and their forays out are relatively limited. But the situation may be fluid, but it's the same fluidity for a year, as opposed to, as you point out, the 5 days on, 2 days off, and then going home every night. So it really requires a great deal more, ability to shift from one mindset to another than being in a war zone, where you're basically constantly on alert, as opposed to 8 hours on, 8 hours off. Let me just get some of the particulars, and then we can get into the storyline itself. So how did you get this financed?
Well, we actually financed it through Indiegogo. We just raised a small sum of money, a couple thousand dollars to rent the cameras, and I had a bunch of basically the whole crew volunteered to shoot it on one long weekend, and everybody kind of came out of the woodwork. So thankfully, the film community is a bunch of kind of nomadic blue collar people, so. Mm-hmm. They're always willing to donate time and resources, because things like this just couldn't be done without it.
So you're not talking about tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars, but like under $10,000?
Yeah, it was I think the total was about $5,000.
That's got to be incredibly thrilling to young filmmakers every place to think that they could shoot something of this quality and this caliber for $5,000. That's the price of a Starbucks coffee. Well, not quite that. A little bit more.
Pretty soon.
Depends whether or not you got the whipped cream on it. So,
That's right.
So the idea was, how long did it take you to write it?
Well, I wrote it pretty quickly, and I went back, and it was probably less than 3 months to write it. It just felt like a story that I knew, you know, basically through my discussions, it was a combination of two stories I was told, true accounts of what officers had dealt with. And
all right, tell me the two stories.
Well, one was that an officer had seen a known felon at a gas station, and he basically went in and told the gas station attendant, "I'm going to arrest this man, and so you need to shut down and, you know, just call, you know, call the police unit." And so he went and made an arrest, and there was a struggle for a handgun, and you know, he came out on top. So, and then the other one was, you know, basically a conversation about faith and, you know, kind of another officer just dealing with the hardship of, you know, really seeing some the gruesome stuff that, you know, mankind is capable of, and really having a hard time, you know, taking that home with him. And I thought, well, those are two interesting stories, and I think they're certainly of the same variety. And I combine them to make this one story about an officer who's kind of at the end of his tether and disillusioned. And I know a lot of officers deal with that at some point in their careers, and I wanted to kind of give that a voice.
Yeah, as a therapist, I suppose that I'm in a slightly different position in that I've had police officers as clients throughout my career, and knowing that they have a very hard time switching it off, and knowing that at least historically that a lot of police officers did serve in the military before they became police officers or sometime during their stint. So there's that overlap of the soldier, the warrior mentality, and then the police situation as well.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, and I suppose we can talk about this later, I would love to see the story about the wives and girlfriends and children that when they say goodbye to, and quite often dad, although sometimes mom, they question whether or not they'll walk back in the door at the end of the day, that it's an incredibly dangerous position, even though statistically we know that it's not quite as scary as we think sometimes, but emotionally it's a terrifying situation.
Yeah. I've actually spoken with one of the officer's wives, and when I said, you know, "Aren't you concerned about the danger, you know, when he leaves?" And she said, "You know, I'm not concerned about the danger as much as I am the darkness." And
yeah, that's a great quote.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that you know, who comes back after a long day, you know, and making sure that man or woman is still feels a sense of purpose and love and support in what they do. And, you know, it can be so overwhelming because their job is to see the worst of mankind, like I said, and that's certainly not a responsibility many of us choose to take on.
Well, and not only that, they need to also be capable of intimacy as opposed to distancing themselves from their emotions.
Right.
When you talk sometimes with surgeons, especially trauma surgeons, the same kind of thing of how do you do essentially something that is unnatural, whether it's walking into a burning building or dealing with somebody who is high on amphetamines and has a gun, or dealing with cutting into human flesh. I mean, how do you both remain objective enough to do your job, but human enough to be able to relate to other people? My guest is Sam Jaeger, who's taken on exactly those questions in a short film called Plainclothes. We'll tell you more about Sam and how to watch Plainclothes. It'll only take 10 minutes of your time. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest today is Sam Jager, or Jagger, depending on whether how you're going to pronounce it, whether you want to do the German pronunciation or his pronunciation or both. You may have seen him in Parenthood or American Sniper. Let me just digress for a moment. It seemed to me that American Sniper was also on some very cosmic level about post-traumatic stress disorder. Were you influenced to do Plainclothes by American Sniper, or were they absolutely coincidental? Or tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, very coincidental. I shot Plainclothes almost a year before I acted in American Sniper. But I think it's interesting with all of the controversy surrounding American Sniper. I think the, one of the things that got overshadowed was I think it was a very good depiction of PTSD, you know, one that we haven't really seen much in the theaters. So I really applaud all the filmmakers for really bringing that to attention. But,
yeah, I had a discussion with Bradley Cooper, actually. I'll just tell you quickly. He came in to a meeting I was in, and he had a stocking cap on, and his hair looked like crap. And I went over to him. I waited a whole 20 seconds before I went over and said, Bradley, your hair. And he said, I know. I just got out of the shower. And I said, you want me to see if I can fix it? And so he leaned over. He said, sure, knock yourself out. So as a result of fixing his hair, he came over and talked with me about American Sniper. And he said, did you like it? And I said, well, it depends. I think if you view it as the best anti-war movie ever made, it's terrific. If you view it as pro-war, I'm not so crazy about it. But for me, that was part of the, I think people saw in it what they wanted to see in it. But it was certainly whatever else it was certainly about the confusion of war and the dehumanizing baby, you know, mama, don't let your babies grow up to be warriors, to shoot people. That there's something incredibly dehumanizing, whether you're shooting a deer or another human being, that killing living things is a statement that maybe we need to address more carefully. And it seems to me that that's part of what plainclothes is doing.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I think that PTSD, whether it be military or officers at home, is going to be one of the big struggles of the coming years. And I think in the past, through the Vietnam era, there have been ways to kind of undermine the suffering that officers and military have gone through. And I think only just now are we actually recognizing that, yeah, there is something, you know, especially from a psychological point of view, there is something that really needs some time and care here.
Well, the military has always had, whether they call it shell shock or phantom limb pain, I mean, there have always been some terms for it. For me, at least, as a psychologist, what changed was not so much the nature of the wars, although that was part of it, because as you point out, since Korea, things have really not been traditional warfares and with clear who the enemy was. But I think September 11th changed the entire country's look at that, because for the first time, the entire country was really going through, and huge numbers of people going through, essentially post-traumatic stress disorder. And the American Psychological Association basically did the largest study ever done, just because there were so many people who were subjected to the same trauma at the same time, and an unthinking trauma that was unlike anything that they'd ever experienced. So, I mean, to a certain extent, I think part of the focus and the awareness and the acknowledgement that this is a problem came not so much from the police department, because I think they've always had it, or even the military, because on some level, as you point out, they kind of, if not poo-pooed it, at least tried to minimize it, was the civilian population saying, I can't sleep. I'm jumpy all the time. I have suicidal thoughts. I cry for no reason. I have an upset stomach. I have persistent headaches. And somebody's saying, ba-dum, that's post-traumatic stress disorder.
And a vast number of those recipients simply watched it on television. In many ways, that was, you know, and what a lasting effect just doing that has had on our culture.
Yeah. So to a certain extent, plainclothes looks at but doesn't really look at that whole issue of resilience. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I think officers are trained, as you said, you know, that warrior mentality to put on this coat of armor and you know, I think at the end of our lives, you know, there's a reason that the divorce rate and suicide rates are so significantly high with officers.
Yep.
And I felt like it was important for, you know, for officers watching the movie to feel like that there was something in this that they could respond to that in some way made them feel less alone, you know.
Okay.
Because
go ahead.
Oh, I think the theme. Sorry. Well, I think the theme of it is really about, you know, isolation, and I'm not sure if it's the masculine feminine thing, but I think there's something about the. I feel like there is a masculine mentality involved with being a warrior, so to speak. That hasn't allowed room for, you know, the more, if you will, feminine side of, you know, our being, which allows us to actually grieve, which allows us to communicate with other people, which, you
or
know.
Or ask for help.
Yes, exactly.
Or admit,
you know.
Yeah, and that, I think you're exactly right on that. That the dilemma is not so much that the culture is allowing that post-traumatic stress disorder exists, but how do the warriors, and we're talking a little bit about women too, because I think women who are in these professions feel that they have to, you know, have bigger balls than the men, or they'll be they'll be completely dismissed. So it goes across the board of how do I maintain my self-image and my other people's perception of me as being reliable, somebody can count on in the foxhole, that someone who's got their back, and still say I can't sleep at night. And I think that's the dilemma that society has to deal with, because it's not only the individual guy of saying I need some help, but how do I reconcile that with wanting to keep my job? I've been dealing with service guys for years who say if I go to the chaplain and say that I can't sleep, they'll bust me out, or I'll get a dishonorable discharge, or they'll go to my commanding officer. And how do we deal with that?
Wow, yeah, I haven't heard that side of that fear. And has that happened?
Yeah,
I mean
it is. And what I say is go off base and talk with a therapist, because all of us are bound by confidentiality. But basically, police officers know that if they go and complain about the fact I just don't, you know, I need a they'll either get a desk job, or they'll feel that they lose their partner's faith in them or trust in them. I mean, it's not only the individual, it's the system has to change. So hopefully plain clothes will at least go some distance of saying it's not just weak guys. It's not just guys who are less resilient. It's a system that really needs to be examined for the good of the individuals, for the good of the organization, and for the good of the country.
Truly. The old adage of, you know, tough guys or tough people don't cry, I think we have to do away with that. I think the mindset needs to be, you know, I think it takes a lot of courage to cry, to grieve, to be
fully human, to be strong, and also understand the cost of the strength. My sister at one point said to her son, "Cowboys don't cry," and I said, "Be an astronaut." Sam, thanks so much. Plainclothesmovie.com.
Yeah, plainclothesmovie.com.
Take a look, Sam. Thanks for joining us, and good luck on your next project.
Thank you so much, Joy. It was a pleasure.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.